Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Julia Whittup with Talk Story Radio, and I have with me this morning Stacy Chimley. I said it was so easy to say, and now I'm messing it up. How do you say it, Stacy?
It's Chalemy.
Chalemy, oh, it's
yes.
A great name. And she's going to be talking to us today about natural healing. So, Stacy, tell us something shocking about natural healing.
Well, I've gotten in natural healing. I started many years ago. What happened was I have epilepsy, and for many years I was trying to get the disorder controlled, and I started to work with different herbalists, and I started to change my lifestyle, I started using different herbals and detoxifying my body, and along with my medications, my seizures started to decline tremendously, and eventually I became controlled, and I developed a real interest in it, and I studied with different herbalists, and I've worked with them, and I did my own research for a couple of years, and I found many different ways that could help individuals like myself heal their body naturally and not have to resort to going and using over-the-counter medications for everything.
Wow, that's great. And you were able to get your epilepsy under control with it?
Yeah,
that and diet, huh?
Yeah, just changing my lifestyle and diet and different using different herbals and detoxifying my body, I saw a dramatic change in my own health, and I improved tremendously with myself. And I'm a strong believer when it comes to healing the body naturally and using different natural resources to improve the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. All right. Well, how would you tell someone to start out if they just never done any of this?
I think the first step is trying to detoxify your body. Using milk thistle is a very good herbal. Using fiber. Maybe doing going and using a colon cleanse or a whole body cleanse, and also changing your diet, trying to look at yourself and look at what you're eating and start, trying to focus more on the greens and not the processed foods, and trying to really look at the ingredients of the foods that you're bringing into your home, because sometimes, what you think is healthy may not be so healthy, checking out different sodium levels in the foods, seeing the sugar levels and contents in all the food that you eat. Also, trying to stay away from processed foods as much as possible and focusing more towards natural foods and greens could help your improvement of your health tremendously.
Right. I never thought of bacon as a processed food, but I read the other day that it is.
Yeah, some people, it's good to have some fat in your diet, as long as you do it in moderation. Just like with everything, you need to, keep moderation in mind and not overdo, what you're eating. Sometimes we all like to, it's very hard to be perfect in this, I don't believe in the word perfect, but, we try to, eat as healthy as possible, but, we all do like our little sweets and treats, occasionally, and, you could have, I believe, everything in, as long as it's in a moderate, form, and you're not, overdoing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can still have a little bacon now and then.
Yeah, I don't think, I think that's okay.
Okay. And fruits, vegetables, and alternative medicine. Tell us a little bit about what kind of alternative medicine you recommend.
Well, it all depends on what a person is trying to improve in their lifestyle. When it comes to food, like we just discussed, I think looking at your diet and trying to incorporate a healthy lifestyle, trying to incorporate good habits such as sleep habits and can help improve a body tremendously. When you have using a multivitamin. Is a very good way to start trying to bring health, because we're all deficient and we all have some vitamins and nutrients in our body that we are deficient. Most people are vitamin D deficient, and it's always good to have a multivitamin daily, and even a probiotic. Probiotics have so many resourceful benefits. I suggest that for everyone is to take a probiotic daily.
Oh, okay. So that'd be a good place to start then, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Multivitamins and probiotics?
Yes.
And you've written a lot of books. Did you want to tell us a little bit about your books?
I've been focusing the last couple of years on trying to, like we were discussing, help the body naturally, improve using different conditions. I have one book called The Complete Herbal Guide, which is a natural approach to healing the body, and it goes over all different types of supplements. If you really want to understand the different supplements, what they're used for, the history of it, and how they could actually help you in your own life, that book is a very good resource. It's very written really well and easy to understand. Sometimes you can open up a book and it goes right over your head, and I try to make it, very simple so people understand what all these different supplements and vitamins are useful for and how they can benefit the body. And I also have another book coming out in December. Right now it's available as an ebook on Amazon. It's called Natural Remedies for Common Conditions, which goes over all different types of conditions and all different ways to help the body overcome or improve these conditions, or even prevent these conditions from occurring in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking diabetes is one that could be prevented.
Yeah, diabetes is something, especially in the United States, it's a very common illness that a lot of people suffer from. As we get older, our body doesn't break down the sugar as well as it should, and a lot of people end up getting diabetes. But even with diabetes, you could depending on if it's in a genetic in your family or if it's from the food you're eating, like we were discussing earlier, lifestyle changes can actually be very helpful. Looking at the foods that you're eating, trying to stay away from foods that have high sugar contents, trying to incorporate exercise in your diet. I'm a firm believer in exercise. Exercise can definitely help the body, and really focusing on your diet can actually improve tremendously. And there are different supplements out there that could help with the improvement of diabetes. I suggest I've seen people improve tremendously incorporating exercise and changing their diet. Even my father, who was borderline diabetic, when he changed his diet and incorporated exercise into his diet, there was a huge change in his health. He improved tremendously, and he didn't have to be on the medications anymore.
Great. Okay. Well, yeah, my sister took cinnamon. Do you know anything about that for diabetes?
Cinnamon, there's a lot of useful things that cinnamon can be used for. off the top of my head, I don't have all the different things that it's used for, but the cinnamon itself is a very good supplement, and there's lots of different benefits for cinnamon. It's something that, you know, it was in the paper recently about how people should use cinnamon in their diet, and that it has a lot of different resourceful benefits.
Yeah, I was surprised. Things that we do eat already, but we don't realize they have any sort of health benefits.
Yeah, there's lots of things that, you know, that we really don't realize all the different benefits from. With turmeric, you know, you can cook with that, and you can use it, and it's great for the digestive system, and it has tons of other other benefits, you know, that could be very helpful in a person's life, and you could even just dabble it onto your food, and you can use it in capsule form, and it has, for the body and for the digestive system and for the gut, it has a tremendous amount of different resourceful ways to clean the body and cleanse the body also.
Okay. I use that a lot, but I didn't realize it was good for digestion. I was using it for pain.
Yeah, it has a ton of different benefits that you'd be surprised that, they call it the spice of life, because it has so many different things that it could be used for that's helpful for your body.
Yeah, I found out it was just as good as ibuprofen for pain.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of people use it. It's been, it's for thousands of years. It's been, it's been used in many countries. It's very popular in India. Something that has, it has lists and lists of different things that can help the body. And it's excellent, it can help inflammation as well. It supports joint and muscle health. It's good for your cognitive function. It detoxifies the body. It's also good for cardiovascular function. It even can help you, maintain your skin and bring radiance to your face, when you see that person, they have that special shine in their face, and it's like, wow, they have such nice skin. That's one of the things that it promotes too, and it also encourages weight loss as well.
Wow.
Some of the other things that it does is it balances moods, and it also could decrease stress and anxiety. So there's like tons of things that it's really good for.
Well, no wonder it's called the spice of life. So, Stacy, since there's a lot of our listeners are writers, tell us how you managed to write 15 books.
Well, I started writing many years ago, about 20 years ago, and my first book was written about epilepsy. And I myself, at that time was struggling with trying to get my life in order, because with epilepsy sometimes things can be very difficult, in your life when you're having constant seizures and you're trying to live a normal lifestyle, but these seizures kind of create obstacles in your life that make things difficult, because you can't always do everything that you want to do how you want to do it. So, when I was in college, the late night studying and the stress of college itself was, I was developing a lot of seizures, and, I was like, how am I going to get through this? And I started to try to look in libraries at that time and try to get information on different ways I could help my disorder. And at that time, there was like 4 or 5 books on the market about epilepsy, and they were written by doctors, and a lot of the terminology in these books just went right over your head. And if you weren't a doctor yourself, you were like, you didn't understand a lot of the information. Yeah, so it kind of upset me that there wasn't a lot of literature on these on this disorder. So then I went and I wrote an article and I sent it into the Epilepsy Foundation. They have a magazine, and you know, I asked people if they have epilepsy, and you know, they could share the different ways of how they cope with it and get through life with this disorder. And I received hundreds of letters from people all across the nation, and you know, they were very inspiring. And I started to interview these people and talk to these people, and you know, actually listen to these people's stories. They helped me. You know, they were very inspiring, and you know, people had their own ways of coping with the disorder. And you know, I was really inspired to write a book and share all these letters and all these information and advice that they had to share with me. And you know, and also, you know, I wrote the book, and you know, it took me about 7 years to write the book. And I when I published it, I had, you know, people had contacted me and thanked me, you know, for writing this book, because you know, there wasn't, like we were discussing earlier, there wasn't a lot of literature on epilepsy, especially books on how to cope with the disorder. So it was really you know, I was really happy to write the book and to actually see how it helped so many people in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how my writing career started.
That's how it started. Well, you must have kept up quite a pace after that, because that one took you 7 years. They couldn't have all taken you that long.
No, you know, I was going through college as I was writing it. I was writing little by little. I was saving the material and writing and speaking with people. And you know, when I got married after college, I finally decided to sit down and write and finish the book. And you know, when I saw how strong words could be and how they can affect people's lives and how they could help people, I was really motivated to actually go in that direction and try to help as many people as possible. And mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I started writing about all different topics. And, you know, from then on, it just, you know, the more I wrote about epilepsy, the more I learned about myself, then I started writing books on positive thinking. And then, you know, then I started with the natural healing, and, you know, these are all different directions that I gear towards, and kind of I've stayed on that track all these years.
Wow. Except for you said you wrote some poetry.
Yeah, I really enjoyed writing poetry, and I had a lot of people, when I would write poetry, I would put it on my website, and people would write back to me, and they would say how much they loved it, because I would write inspiring poetry and inspirational poetry. And you know, I had published a couple of books on inspirational poetry and poetry about love and just, you know, different poems that, you know, deeply expressed how I was feeling, and a lot of it was, you know, how a lot of other people in life go through things, and you know, so it was really something a lot of people could relate to, you know, and I wanted to give other people encouragement as well. That was my main focus, is trying to just, you know, encourage others, because, you know, just it was a therapy in itself too, because a lot of times a lot of the stuff I was writing, you know, I would learn more and more about myself as I was writing, and I really, you know, and then just the accomplishment and the feeling of achievement when I helped another individual was outstanding. I think the best thing in life is when you can give back to somebody and you can help another person. I think that's the greatest gift that you can give anybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think, too, if any of our listeners would like to call in and ask Stacy a question. The call-in number is 929-477-3592. And so, Stacy, tell us your website address so people can go there and see some of this stuff that you're telling us about.
It's www.thecompleteherbalguide.com.
Okay. www.thecompleteherbalguide.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where is your book there too?
my books are listed there, and you could also go on to Amazon, and you could also, my books are at Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, and but you could find a lot of them on Amazon. They're listed on Amazon.
Okay. And your website says The Complete Guide to Natural Healing. Am I in the right place?
I have a blog that's called the Complete Herbal Guide, and then the website is The Complete Herbal Guide.
The Complete Herbal Guide. And
it's the same thing. One has the word "the" in front of it.
Okay. So that's interesting. And there's your books are listed here too. Yes. Great. All right. That's wonderful. Okay, and we don't have any questions so far. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about?
When someone wants to improve the way they feel and they want to improve their health, it's a lifestyle change. It's something that somebody, it's not something you can do for a week and then go back to your old habits, it's something that you need to change your entire life, the things that you do and the way you're eating and exercising, keeping a balanced diet is very important. Even like when, you mentioned diabetes, when you have diabetes, you have to really, change the way that you do a lot of things, the most popular treatment for diabetes is changing your diet and exercise sometimes you could even use zinc is very necessary for the normal production of insulin, and as we mentioned, as you get older, you don't produce as much insulin, so your body doesn't break down the sugars as much as it should. So it's with any illness or any condition, you need to change the way you're living, the things you're eating, the way you're sleeping. It's a whole lifestyle change, and also herbals are very strong. Some of them are just as strong as prescription medications. If you are taking medications and you are, you should always check with your doctor and make sure that, that it doesn't interfere with any medications that you're previously taken also.
Okay, great. But often I've tried that and the doctors don't know anything about herbals, so they really don't know if it interferes.
Well, you could Google it too. There's websites, that will list, I have in my book also, different medications that you shouldn't you shouldn't use certain herbal supplements for, and there are websites that are just devoted, explaining what you should and what you shouldn't take when you're taking certain medications and the interactions that it could have also. Like even for epilepsy, St. John's Wort is not suggested to take. It's not good to take because it can actually cause seizures. So, you have to always do your research. I always tell people they should be their own doctor. Don't always leave it up to the doctor. Do your own research as well. You always have to be a step up, and always
mm-hmm.
make sure that you know what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's important. You have a beautiful website.
Oh, thank you.
It's just gorgeous. Okay, well, our time's about up now, and I would like to thank you for being on the show. And
well, thank you for having
you
me.
Okay, and hopefully you'll want to give a webinar to our listeners. Let's talk about that more later.
Yes, that sounds lovely. I would like to do that.
Okay, thanks to our listeners for being with us, and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9:30 at talkstoryradio.us. Thank you.
Thank you.